Welcome back to the Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
And we are here to talk about For All Mankind and the Boys.
Yes. What do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about the Boys.
Okay. Holy shit.
Let's talk about that cum shot. Wow. I mean, herogasm.
What?
What a thing. What a thing herogasm is.
Or was.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna have to regroup for next year's.
Yeah. Oh my god. I mean, that from like start, like the giant long penis tentacle thing, and then like a little bit of stuff on him, and then just the and he's like, I need a bathroom. And I was like, you don't need a bathroom, you need a fire. You need to burn it off. Like, I just, you know, it's like,
yeah, his needs were met.
It's in his mouth. Like, you are going to smell that on yourself forever. And even,
all right, moving even on.
When you don't, you're going to remember it. You're going to remember it. Okay. All right. So let's move. It was pretty cool seeing Homelander get his ass beat. That was pretty cool.
It was. And, but I mean, back it up to the
beginning. Okay. Back it up.
Right. Try to focus on something besides the orgasm. Okay. You can do it, Kelsey. Okay. I know you can.
All right. Take it back to the beginning. What happened in the beginning? All right. So we got Starlight. She's pissed at Huey.
Oh, is she ever?
You know, A-Train. Oh, that's A-Train, like, killed Blue Falcon. That was pretty crazy. Do you think A-Train's dead? Or you think?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking he may be, but and I could see them making the decision either way, you know, that for him to die doing that ultimate kill them the way they kill us. Yeah. Murder. Holy good
the lynching
God.
Or whatever. Yeah, basically.
Well, I mean, it's only been how long since that actually happened in this country?
Not very long.
And in reality, it's even worse than what we saw. But I just thought, oh my God. Yep. They went there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, of course it would be worse in reality because it wouldn't be over that fast.
Right. And it would be a lot more gruesome. But you know. You got to give them props for not holding back, for injecting reality in as forceful a manner as they can whenever they get the chance.
Yeah.
And also giving us the subtle things. Like, I'm pretty sure any part of Homelander that may have been good is dead now.
Yeah. I mean,
the fact that nobody was talking back to him when he looked in the mirror. He just saw himself.
Yeah.
And that he is now marble. There's nothing fighting it anymore. When they had him pinned down and he was trying to get away, could it have been any more feral?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Because he's never been in that situation before. I mean, he was so close. If Soldier Boy had just been a little faster... And I think hadn't used that power already.
I think Soldier Boy does not have control over it.
I don't think either. Yeah.
And that's why it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to do it. Whereas in every other instance, it's been
emotional outburst.
Yeah. Or a reaction to hearing Russian music. And he doesn't have control over it.
Yeah. But man, they were so close.
Yeah. And I mean, he looked like it was like a vampire movie.
Yeah.
With the,
he
you
was,
know.
Yeah. Ugh. He was crazy. It was nice to see him get his ass beat, man.
Yes, it surely was.
See, you said rewind and then you just brought it up.
What?
You said to rewind to the beginning and then you brought it up.
Yeah. But, you know, at least we worked a little bit of the beginning. The look on his face the first time he got sort of thrown into the wall and they came after him was just complete shock that he that just happened to him, you know, like, what? Oh my God. That was great. And he just kept having that, like, this isn't really happening.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Soldier Boy got a rude awakening too, though, when he was, because he's like, no one is the new me or whatever. Because, you know, he's always been the strongest, but you needed two other people to.
Right. Yeah. To really- and, you know, he realizes he doesn't have, every time this power manifests, he doesn't really remember it. He blacks out. And now when he needed to do it, he's like, he clearly had no idea how to harness it or produce it.
Yeah.
So he knows he's in deep shit. How about the scene between Soldier Boy and Mother's Milk? Just the sort of emptiness of Soldier Boy. And I mean, really just like, why is this happening sort of thing?
Yeah, where he's like, he's just like, which family or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, I don't care what. So I killed your family. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, which... Yeah, I was not expecting him to just be like, and then when Butcher's like, not him, and he's just like, and just like walks away. Like,
yeah,
he just does not care.
Exactly. Or, you know, I think it's almost as if you're thinking, oh, he maybe really is going to sort of honor this agreement that they have, you know, like, we're starting to learn a little bit that maybe he isn't the sort of evil idiot that he was presented as. You know, that there's maybe a little bit more to him there.
He's not as evil as Homelander anyways.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. He's like slightly more, which I guess is like the point we were kind of talking about that before. Like if you have to choose your evils, choose the one that's not a total psychopath.
Right.
Anyways.
Maybe you can get something out of before you kill him.
Yeah. Although I wonder, like, because I wonder if I am biased. Because one, he's like Captain America and Bucky, like my two favorites, and it's Jensen Ackles, and I just like adore him. And he's like all, you know, he's like him playing my two favorites, and it's very obvious, like a Cap and Bucky like combination. So I'm like predisposed to like him, even if he's like bad. And I'm like, I wonder, I'm like, am I like, oh shit, am I like them liking Homelander, even though. Shit. Okay. I gotta be careful. Cause he's really not. And he's like fucking snorting drugs and shit. And like, exactly. Not I a good guy.
The conversation with Huey, you know, like, do you know about the internet? Blah, blah, blah. You just need those words out.
Yeah. Bill Cosby. That was a real man.
Oh my God. Oh,
he made some great drinks. Oh my God. So much to unpack there. Yeah.
And I love it. It wasn't just sort of like a one-liner to get in there. That they stayed on it for a bit, you know, to really drive that home. That was great.
You know, he's a good character. He's a good, interesting, like, throw in there. And I wonder, like, because this show is so much obvious satire, is he like, you know, the Republicans who threw in with the Democrats during the, you know? Is he supposed to represent them?
Or third party voters?
You know, I don't know. It's like a weird, anyways. It's interesting. But Starlight, boy, she and Huey definitely had it out. Oh man.
Yeah.
Huey.
Wow.
I mean, I don't blame her for being super pissed at him. I do think she's wrong about not using Soldier Boy. Homelander. I think you have to take Homelander down. I mean, you just have to.
And she's still sort of clinging to that. We can do it by being good. You know, you know, she'll fight people and whatever, but she's trying to sort of
he take up everybody.
Exactly. And also she's never really listened to Huey in all of this. You know, she's just sort of always sort of a half step ahead, but missing critical information.
Yeah.
And I think the whole whistleblowing thing is going to be interesting to see how, you know,
Vought
responds.
Yeah. It will be.
Because I'm guessing she isn't going to just end up like Vindman and lose her job, which yeah. she quit anyway. But, you know, they're going to try to kill her.
I just think she's really naive mm-hmm. about the whole thing. And, but I mean, Huey, he really got the whole thing mixed up. I mean, he, again, the toxic masculinity and being really stupid about, you know, I have to save you. And that should not have been mixed up with this whole thing with Soldier Boy and Homelander.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand him and Butcher being like, I mean, he and Butcher and Soldier Boy combined are Homelander's powers, the laser eyes and strength yeah. and the speed, and then Soldier Boy's like strength and power. They need mm-hmm. all fucking three of them.
If they could just get Head Popper to go in with them too, then
yeah,
I guess maybe she can't pop Soldier Boy or Homelander's head, or that would have happened.
Unless Soldier Boy can take his powers down. I don't know.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yep.
Like good, some really
the deep in his octopus.
Oh Jesus God.
I love the warning at the beginning of the episode, which they've never done before. It was like
some scenes, okay, maybe let's be honest, all scenes.
Consent warning. Oh my God. I was like, wow, this is gonna be really interesting. They've yeah. never felt like they needed to do that before. Do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Velocipaster in the beginning when it shows like FX here. I don't know why that just made me think of God, I want to watch Velocipaster again.
Oh, that's funny. I actually, what's so funny is that like 3 days ago, an image from Velocipaster popped up on my Tumblr feed with something going, what the hell is Velocipaster?
Amazing. God, that movie's so funny.
What if are you the guys odds not, that we would have two Velocipaster
right?
experiences in the same way?
Y'all, if you have not watched Velocipaster, we have an interview with Brendan Steer who wrote it, directed it. It is fucking hilarious. You need to go watch it. That's my plug for that. It is like the best B movie you will ever see in your life. It's amazing. Okay.
B minus.
Yeah.
It is. It's hysterical. It's
yeah.
It's ridiculous and brilliant.
Yeah. And they embrace that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about For All Mankind. Yeah.
Did you have any thoughts on what you think is going to happen on
the boys?
The boys coming up?
No.
You're not even gonna try to guess anymore.
No, at this point I'm just like, I'm just along for the ride. Just along for the ride. You?
I think most of my stuff was just around now focusing on the whistleblower stuff, like how are they going to treat that, and there were just some really brilliant lines throughout the whole thing, you know, like most heroes don't care about you, and there was a super deep duper. So I think the line that the statement made to A-Train that he only cared about what was happening now because it happened to him is kind of this universal statement that we can apply to a lot of what's going on in our country right now.
Yeah.
That you just keep ignoring and ignoring and ignoring, and then boom, it impacts you. And suddenly you want all the energy to go into it. And
yeah.
He put all the energy into it. And now look, we don't even know if he's still alive. He waited too long.
I feel like we're going to have a minute of mourning if we talk about what's going on in our country. So we're going to just move on. let's talk about For All Mankind. Okay. Let's talk about like a more fun country.
It's where we have Russian spies.
Russian spies and a mission to Mars.
And a
time leap at the end of the episode, which I was not expecting at all.
Exactly. I'm glad they did it. As soon as it came up as 2 years later, I was like, yes, good, we're moving on.
A very smoothly handled time leap too. Yes. Like I thought that was brilliant the way they did that.
Yeah, I really liked that. I really liked this episode.
Yes.
I finally feel in this episode that we're back on track.
Yeah.
And that hopefully we can kind of expect it to start building in the way that, say, season two did, you know, that we'll get that sort of pacing now that we're on our way to Mars. Yeah. The Mars race.
Although I will say in this episode, I felt like I started to mourn a little bit, because it is the beginning to me, really, of the transition from the old cast to really seeing the new cast which clearly is going to be the focus of the end of this season and then probably take over in the future seasons and like phase out the old cast, because they're getting old in the show. Which like makes me really sad, especially because I love Joel Kinnaman so fucking much.
I know. I'm hoping he's just sort of going to be in charge up on Mars and he's up there for a long time.
I hope so. I just love him. I want him on my screen all the time. I just think he's talented and fucking beautiful. But you can definitely, especially this episode, our younger cast really, really took over so much.
Yeah, the whole sort of passing of the baton to Kelly.
And
Danny being just like Gordo.
So much like Gordo. I mean, my God. And, you know, and Kelly, like, yeah, like you said, Kelly and Alita. And, you know, like.
I really, really hope Bill isn't gone. I hope we're still going to see him. I really like him.
He's so sweet.
He is. And he's so committed. And he just, the two of them were so good together as characters. Yeah. And that's, I'm sad. I hope we still see him.
Yeah.
Let us know, Noah Harpstar. Are you still going to be there?
Yeah. It's, man. But I mean, Man, Margot, I was surprised. I was like, she's holding strong. She's holding strong. Good for her. And then when they start beating the guy, killing I'm thinking, killing him. I'm like, girl, you just found out he has been fucking setting you up and playing you to turn you this whole time. Are you really? You're gonna throw all that away for him? I mean, I guess you care for who you care for and you don't want any reason the guy dies, but really, motherfucker, like you're gonna like backstab your country for the guy who is the reason you're in this fucking problem? He's a spy, goddammit. Like,
well, technically he's a spy, but he's not somebody who went into this to be a spy.
I know,
but you know, he's a reluctant spy doing what he has to do to stay alive.
I know.
And you can see it in the way he panicked in trying to get the information out, you know, out of her. And I just think they will kill him ultimately. Yeah, and he knows that. So what I'm really interested in is, has she really kept that secret for 2 years or however many years? Because she may not have. She may be sort of double agenting it. And that would be my first thing. It's like, I gotta talk to the FBI and let them know.
I hope so. I really hope so, because.
Yes, she turned stuff over to him that she shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But some of it can be justified. Like everything that's happened to get
up to a point.
Right. Wouldn't have happened without their cooperation. And that's when it started, was the cooperative mission. And then it was just little bits here and there, helping each other out. Then he crossed the line of trying to get serious information. Yes, along the way, she kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. So she's in deep shit, but if she sort of turned herself in and said, this is where it's at, the natural thing to do would be
Yeah.
For her to then start trying to get information from them.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I mean, I think.
Or feed them bad information.
Yeah. I'm just glad we get to see all three missions going at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Super fancy. I love that all three are taking a different sort of approach to it.
Yeah. You know,
launching from Earth, launching from the moon, launching from a geostationary orbit. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool effects.
Yeah. And very different. I mean, the classic NASA shuttle, the like super fancy Helios thing. And then like,
Russia. Which looks just like Thunderbird 5.
You know,
in the updated Thunderbird 5.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see that. It'll be really interesting to see how they do that. This episode was great.
Yeah. And I loved Danny taking off from the surface of the moon, because you almost could sort of feel that lift. And then the VTOL stopped and there was like that second, and then they took off. The way it was filmed, you could almost feel that sensation of VTOLing off the surface. So it was very cool. And the whole let's make the deck look like Star Trek.
Yeah. I love that.
I love it. He's sitting in the captain's chair. And Danny turns. Oh, Danny turns just like right out of Star Trek, you know. Oh my God. It couldn't have been any more on point if he had said, you know, like make it so.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, it was so good. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had same fear that this was it for Ed. I hope not. I really do like him. And I'm tired of seeing him die in things.
Me freaking too.
Let him come back and be an expert at or something, you know. And Karen is like, oh, still has that sort of weird look on her face.
I don't know. It'll be interesting.
How about that statue of Gordo and Tracy? Can you imagine showing up at work every day and having to go past that?
Especially if they're your parents.
Right, exactly.
No.
That's gotta be when they pan back and I almost started crying. I'm like, I don't want to remember them like that.
No, I don't think I could ever rewatch that episode. I think I would. Of course, then again, I'm like, how many times did I rewatch when Warren Brown died as Mac? But I like had to do that.
Right. You were forced to.
And it was terrible. It was so, I mean, it's so brilliant and so terrible and so terrible. And I cried and cried and cried. And I don't know, like we're doing our like strike back rewatch. If we're going to segue into that season,
next summer is when it would
next summer. I mean, we may have to put it out because I don't know if I've got the emotional bandwidth for right that. That may be a little.
You've got a year to buck up, Kel, so you can.
I know,
do
like
it.
Divorce, moving, then that it may be too much. It may that's a little much to handle.
You can do it. I have faith.
I can't
in
lose.
You. Oh, don't even say that. We both know what you're gonna say. I don't think I should say it.
I was like, no, I stopped myself. Okay. Anyways, yeah. So For All My Cat was great. The Boys was great. Good shows. Country's a shit show, but TV's great.
Yep. And so totally on point with the country being a shit show.
So I guess we'll see. I wonder if we'll see who gets to Mars next week.
Do you think they'll go that fast?
No, I think we're going to see shit happen in space, of course. So.
Yeah, because this is how many tens of millions of miles? Yeah. The shit's got to go wrong at some point.
I my bet is shit's going to go wrong, and you're going to have Helios and NASA at the very least helping each other out. That's my bet.
Or all three of them.
Yeah.
Having to
Although
help.
I don't know if they're like trajectories. Well,
we know NASA's going at sort of taking a different approach.
Well, no, they sent their
pre-ship. Yeah.
So I don't know, because I mean everything with that is like there's such huge distances that even a little bit of change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how.
Yeah.
Here I am. I'm like, all my knowledge comes from fiction books. And
I have watched The Martian multiple times, so I have firsthand botanist knowledge of what happens out there.
We are the best space people.
I know what they're doing, and yes. I mean, you know, you learn a lot about space watching Thunderbirds. So
we are experts. We are like basically experts on how you can fly spacecraft
and colonize.
Colonize.
We know how to colonize other planets.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
With lots of plastic wrap.
And we're right back to Herogasm.
Anyways, yeah. So watch Velocipastor. And we will be back next week.
And keep watching The Boys and For All Mankind. Yep. And Ms. Marvel. If you want something completely different and just kind of fun, yeah. Although it was really dark this week.
It was dark, but dark for Disney, not dark for The Boys.
Oh yeah. You know, there's
no,
was
no,
there a
no
disclaimer? Yeah. And was there a disclaimer saying and every scene was offensive?
And no octopus sex or anything like that. So you're good. But other than that, yes. And then we'll be back next week.
See you then.